The girls thrive. Anna and Dan are still in Australia. They moved to another little town close to Sydney on account of Anna's promotion last year. She often spends a night or two away from home and likes staying in hotels, particularly having meals served to the table and cleared up for her. She also enjoys a bit of solitude. Dan is in the chemical waste business, now there's a growing field, and founded his own company this year. He has a couple of major long-term contracts, and it was one of those contractors who suggested that he start up on his own and promised him plenty of work. Pam visited Anna and Dan in June, while Ian was slogging it out in Hawaii. They live in a rented house on 6 acres, along with a goat and a cat. Pam was surprised at how cold and frosty it was in winter. We think of Australia as a fiery desert island. They made yards of thermal-lined curtains. Dan did sterling duty in the kitchen and provided evening entertainment strumming his guitar while everyone huddled around the fire. The highlight of, and reason for, the trip was buying Anna's wedding dress. Mother and daughter dissolved into giggles at some of the possibilities, deciding she could be married in a duvet, a feather duster, or a meringue. Which, if any, was chosen, is a closely guarded state secret. Dan and Anna spent 3 weeks in New Zealand during August and September, staying with us for a few days. Unfortunately, Dan's grandmother had just died, and they made it to the funeral, which was not far away. Then the four of us squeezed into our little car and drove to Auckland for a day's sailing. We stayed overnight with Pam's mum and set off at the crack of dawn, but not too early for Ian to burnish his halo by cooking a pancake breakfast, to Peggy's utter astonishment. And they're really good too! Pam's dad apparently never cooked, and Peggy is impressed by Ian's meagre kitchen skills. We were off to stay with Dan's parents in Whangarei for some intensive wedding planning for March the 17th, 2007. We visited the Nuptial Beach at Oakara Bay, an hour away, just south of the Bay of Islands, and inspected the Pahutakawa tree that will provide shade for the ceremony. We checked out the campsite and cottages for guests to stay. We hired a marquee, tables and chairs, cutlery and crockery, found a celebrant, arranged flowers, decided on a photographer, ordered a cake, printed and addressed the invitations. Thanks to Anna and Dan's calm, organized and decisive nature, we got everything done in a couple of days. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you have to. Then Pam and Ian drove back, while Anna and Dan flew to the South Island for a spot of snowboarding, followed by a visit to friends in Christchurch.